welcome to the Josie Show. My guests back to the Josie Show, Stace and Cassie Shook. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome back to the Josie Show. I am so excited to chat with you and catch up. I've been looking forward to this.
We have too. A lot's happened since the last time we talked. Pandemics and you got married and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So much. So much is happening, I'm telling you. But yeah, I mean, so much has happened since we last talked, and we're going to talk all about what is new with you guys. But we have to dig in and talk about the brand new album first and foremost, because it is amazing. It's titled Partner in Crime. Can you tell us about this album, what we might find on this album? It's so good.
Been a long time in the making, because we've had several years now between our first one and this one. It's kind of more, Stace likes to say it's love songs. I wouldn't say love songs, but they're definitely not as depressing and angry as the first album.
Love it.
There was some happiness on the first album, just not much.
Right. So that's kind of how it's a little bit different. Yeah. Very nice. Well, I think people are going to love it. And how many songs do you have on this one?
There are 9 songs on this one. We wrote 8 of them, and we decided to put one cover song that we've been playing since the beginning of us.
Right.
Really.
The theme
of the album. The album is kind of the story of us. It's when I say love songs, they're just songs about us, and we happen to love each other, but they're not like moody love songs. Some of them are really rocking.
Yeah.
We're very country. It's all kind of over the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think everybody's going to love it. There's something for everyone, I think. Oh, yeah. And for those who may not know, what is the cover on this song? What cover do you sing on this one?
We did the Stevie Nicks, Don Henley, Leather and Lace.
And it's so good.
We just kind of did our version of it. So.
Yes, you did it justice. I'm telling you, it was so good. Y'all are all going to love it. And Partner in Crime, for those who want to get it, check it out. Where are the best places that we can find it?
Well, if you want to be kind enough to buy the album, you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, any of those places where you download. But if you're a streamer, it's everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal, Deezer, it's everywhere. Might have a subscription to.
Yes. Get it, everyone. And as you mentioned, you know, other than the cover, you had 8 songs that y'all wrote. How do you get your inspiration for the music on this album? When you're ready to write, you know, what inspires you? What kind of stuff do you like to talk about?
I don't know. I guess the more challenging part for me, I don't want to say us, but for me is just because we're married, we have our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So we have to be very intentional about carving out time that's, you know, like, okay, it's time to, like, work. We need to sit down or, you know, if I'm sitting at home and I pick up the guitar and I start working on something, when he gets home, you know, I'm like, hey, I want you to hear this. And we just kind of ping pong off of each other. And I think it's kind of the same with him. You know, when he's sitting around and he's playing and he comes up with something and he'll, you know, I get home and he's like, oh, I can't wait to show you what I've been working on. And that's kind of what works best for us, just because
gotcha.
If we try to actually carve out time and say, hey, we're going to sit down at this time on this night and have, like, practice, it just never happens.
Right. I hear you. You have to plan it.
Because life.
Of course.
But as far as the actual inspiration of it, I hate to sound all cheesy and all that stuff, but I think Cassie and I are just at a good point in life, and we really enjoy each other, and like I said, these songs are just, they're about us. They're just from start to finish. The first album was kind of leading up to us. The second album is kind of just us since then. And it kind of goes in an order. It starts, the first song is, and if you see the video that's 13 minutes long, I like making videos.
I like it.
It details kind of us meeting and things like that. And when I told her this was going to be pretty much love songs, she went, really? We're going to put out an album of love songs? And I just kind of was like, well, I kind of think the world needs it, to be honest with you. There's not a lot of people talking about how much they love each other anymore. It's all about, you know, you left me and I feel terrible stuff. So we just wanted to write something that was a little different.
Yeah, I think it was great, a great idea. And you guys have such a great partnership together in general, but there's such a magic when you two, you know, create music together. You could tell that you both are like, you know, really want it and really love it, and are, it's just an amazing magic that comes out when you two write together and create music together. And it shows, you know what I mean? It shows through your music how much you all love it. So I think it's great.
Well, thank you. That means a lot, because we do. I think we've always had just this certain chemistry together, and we do kind of come alive, and we just feed off of each other. And I think that that's probably one of the reasons that we were brought together.
Yeah.
God loves us. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Yes. Yes. It's hard. It's hard to find that love, that person that you can talk to and write with about anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, couple goals for sure. It works. I love it. And one of the songs on your album is titled What I Want. Can you tell us a little bit about this song? Because I love this song so much. It's so good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
that is the first song on the album. That's the one I was talking about that has the long video.
Yes.
It's the first single that we released on it.
Mm-hmm.
That story is kind of the beginning of us. At the first part of our relationship, we were both kind of, we had just kind of both come out of like, broken relationship type stuff, and it was two people who are just trying to figure each other out for the most part.
Yeah, because we weren't looking for anything, and we certainly weren't looking for anything in each other. I think we just found we found a friendship, and it just kind of happened from there. So that's kind of What I Want. It's kind of the beginning of when we met, and like, what's going on here? You know, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you know, do you want me to just be your friend? Do you want me to be more? You know, what is it that you want from me? What do you want from me?
Right. I like that. And it seems like it happened very naturally, which is the best way to go, you know. And it's a great song, everyone. So I hope you check it out, because it's definitely one of my favorites. And the whole album is just incredible. I hope you guys check out Partner in Crime, available everywhere. Check it out, everyone. And as you mentioned, What I Want does have a video for it, so people are able to check that out on YouTube, I'm sure, right?
They can find it on YouTube. Perfect. Or if they'll go follow us on Facebook at Stace and Cassie.
Yes, yes.
It's pinned right to the top of the page, but either way, yes, you can find it.
Perfect, perfect. And are there any plans for any music videos or anything of the sort, maybe with any of the other songs from this album?
Well, see, this is a touchy subject.
Because, I'm like, oh no, where did I go?
Shooting videos is not my favorite.
Right.
Although Stace is very creative and very good at that. And when we work with JB Lawrence, we all work so well together, and our minds just get so creative.
Right.
And so we end up having, you know, 12, 14, 16 hour days. And I'm just not built like that.
Right. I hear you. It's hard. Yeah.
I think she's still mad at me from this last video, but,
yes.
I've already started compiling footage. Honestly, my plan is to make a video for every song on this album, and it has to be one long story at the end of the day.
Hey, you know, I mean, but it does sound, she's like, okay, we'll have to compromise here. Oh, that is too funny. Yeah, I mean, it's cool that you two are so creative, though. You know what I mean? You guys are so creative, and you guys are able to put that creativity to use. And, you know, whatever you want to do, video or not, you guys are so creative. So you guys are able to, you know, I'm sure you'll be able to show your creativity some way, somehow. So I think that's really, really cool. Yes. And also, can you please give out your website? And also, you're all over social networking sites as well. So,
yeah.
Yes, we're everywhere. You can find all of those links at staceandcassie.com.
Perfect.
That's staceandcassie.com. Mm-hmm. And on that front page, I've got it set up to where there's links to all our social stuff, all our music, whatever channel you want to find it on, there's a link there. You can find it.
I like that. You make it so simple for those that are not technically inclined like I am. I love it. So it's just a click of a button. Go to the website. You're one-stop shop, and you'll be able to find everything you need to know. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So do you guys have any performances coming up that you could tell us about for those who are listening in and may want to come and catch a show?
We have been so focused on getting this album out.
Right, right.
We're not gigging real hard right now, but mm-hmm. we're about to ramp that up.
Yeah.
We just did our CD release party here in town where we live, and that was kind of cool. We did it on Valentine's because that's when we released it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as upcoming,
we're in Birmingham at the Red Shamrock
in April, and then we're up in North Georgia in April also.
At Ingelheim.
We found that vineyards are really cool to play at, and well, they have a lot of wine there.
And I just so have to
love it. Yes, you have to have the wand. Come on now. I love it. I love it. And I have some fun questions for you guys before we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I got a fun couple questions because y'all are serious couple goals. So the first, who is the morning person and who's the night person, would you say?
More. Both.
You're both?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, once I get up in the morning, I'm a morning person. But
yes.
I like my sleep. So I
yeah. Right, right, right. That is hilarious.
And then I stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock. I don't sleep a lot. I get the ground running in the morning.
That's it, right? I am too. For some reason, I've never been a sleeper. It's weird. The next fun question that I have for you: what songs would you say are like your favorite to cover? Like, if you wanted to do like a live show, what are some of your top like three covers that you would love to put into your set?
It'd probably be easier to say the artist more than the
yeah, okay, that works.
Because we love my all-time favorites, Brandi Carlile.
Yes.
And I don't even know that I could pick. Well, I mean, I probably would pick The Story if I had to pick a mm-hmm. specific song. But Brandi mm-hmm. Carlile, for sure.
For sure.
You also think That Wasn't Me very well.
And I'd say Jason Isbell, for sure.
Yeah, yes. I do a version of Cover Me Up. Mm-hmm. Myself. I do several of his songs, but I never get tired of singing Cover Me Up for some reason or another. It's just such a beautifully written song.
Yes.
We have a new favorite that we've discovered over the past couple of years, Tyler Childers.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Great answers.
But Cassie always loves it when I do Turn the Page from Bob Seger.
Yeah, the classic mm-hmm. rock stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
We also just started, not just because the song's been out a year, but we do the Chris Stapleton Starting Over.
Oh, yeah.
Playing that because it kind of falls into our theme of our album, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does. Y'all have some good taste. I'm over here like, yes, yes, yes. Like every single one. Every single one you said, I like, yeah, yeah, for sure. It gets better and better. I love it for sure. Agree. And the last fun question for you guys, is there a venue that you would love to perform that you have not had the opportunity yet and would love, like, what's your bucket list place, that you, venue?
Well, Grand Ole Opry happens to be one of them.
Yes.
Okay. Love it.
And the Ryman.
Yes.
The Ryman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then hopefully one day Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because there's so many people I talk to and they're like, Red Rocks. Yes. I mean, like, such an incredible, incredible place. But, of course, Ryman and Grand Ole Opry House. I mean, like, all of them. You'll be at all of them. You'll see. Just wait.
I'll thank you for the confidence.
Yeah, I have confidence. I do. Trust me. But y'all are just amazing. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. Please come back on anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Stace and Cassie Shook. Everyone, please make sure you check out the brand new album, Partner in Crime.